what's happening in New York or across the globe. Learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad to have you with us. It's Tuesday. That means it's time to check technology news and find out what's going on in the world of that ever-changing, ever-developing, ever-making your life easier. I don't know. Maybe. It's certainly making your life different and in some ways, I think, more efficient. But then my problem is once I get efficient with something, then I cram up the time with other things. And then I just keep staying busy instead of like what I need to do is use that efficiency, then take a breath and then go from there. Anyway, we'll figure out this on our therapy segment on Thursday. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Ari Zoldan is here from Quantum Media Group, and he always has the latest on what's going on. And Ari, it's interesting. The New York Post writes about it today. There's people that are just sick and tired of their passwords. I mean, sick, doggone tired of having to remember what it is that they typed in there 150 years ago and then suddenly never had to type it in. Now they have to type it in to reset something, and they don't know what it is.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? Like, we used to think of passwords as being a secure wall for us. But
right.
two things are happening in the industry. A, people are cracking it and they're hacking it all the time. But more interestingly, everyone's forgetting it. So what's happening now in the industry is that they're moving towards facial recognition and biometrics. So what does that mean? You could look into your phone, and your phone, the camera on top of your phone, scans your face to be able to verify based on certain points that you are who you are.
Well, and of course, we've already seen that with the Apple 10, because that's been out for, what, a year almost? And the interesting thing about that is that you've got people that are having trouble with that. Okay, so my morning man, Joe Piscopo here in New York, incessantly complaining about how his facial recognition does, and he can't get into his own phone. But my own bride in my house, she has a 10. I got the 8. She got the 10. And depending on which day of the week and like if she slept with makeup on or not, or she has her glasses on or whatever, like then all of a sudden it won't recognize her either. Is this going to work?
Yeah. I mean, there's no question. It's like speech recognition. It's like everything in technology. We're just seeing, Kevin, now the first iteration of it. So you could see when there's software updates, you'll constantly see an improvement, you know, not only specifically with facial recognition and biometrics, but you're constantly seeing improvements with technology. And
right. It's
just a question of time and working out a lot of the kinks.
I kind of thought that the whole thumbprint development was kind of cool, where, you know, you could just put your, because I'm more reliable. Like I can never have trouble opening my phone because it's always able to read. And then Apple added, they went from just doing one fingerprint. So say you spill something on your thumb and you can't put your thumb on there. I can load in, like, I think it's 10 fingers. And as long as it's whatever one I've got on there and it's in the library, then it lets me in.
It's amazing. Yeah. And Kevin, you know, 3 years ago, if I would have told you, hey, you know, we're going to be able to put your fingerprint on your phone and it's going to unlock it, you'd say, hey, that's absolutely crazy. So that's where we are right now.
That's true. And that's true. They're going to start scanning the pupil of our eye pretty soon.
It's already there. Listen, it's interesting you say that there are ATMs that are being rolled out as we speak in a beta phase where there's retinal recognition of your eye. I mean, talk about verification. Unless you cut someone's head off and put the head in front of the ATM, there'll be virtually no way for your ATM to be hacked.
Ari, that may be the only thing I've ever heard you say that was the least bit gross.
I usually stay away from the gross topics.
Yeah,
but,
I guess
but
so.
If
you've seen any of the movies, you know, the adventure movies where, you know, someone's got a thumbprint to get into the secret door, they cut the guy's finger off and they hold the finger up. Anyway, okay. Hey, what's this story about the Nordstrom shopping experience? It sounds odd to me, but explain to me what's going on.
So I wonder how much of it is a marketing ploy versus a trend that we're going to start seeing in the industry. So Nordstrom just announced that they're going to be rolling out a bunch of brick and mortar shops. The caveat is there's going to be zero inventory in those stores. So the first question is, what's this about? So obviously, everything has gone to e-commerce right now, so they don't want to carry inventory. But what do you get then? You walk into a store, Kevin, and you're walking out with nothing. So that's going to be a little bit challenging. So people are going to walk into the store. They're going to get sized up. They're going to build a relationship with the salesperson. There's going to be a screen in the store, and then, you know, hopefully within 24 to 48 hours, it will be shipped to your house. It's something that we had spoken about briefly, Kevin, off air, was, well, don't you want to walk into a store and actually walk out with something?
Yeah, I kind of think, and see, I live in one of those weird households, right? So there's a dividing line between myself and my bride. My bride's 10 years younger. She buys stuff online all the time. She's used to figuring out the sizes and ordering the thing. And then if it doesn't work, she just sends it back and orders the other thing. But it, she likes having it come to her. I'm the guy that still goes to the store. I don't even call ahead of time to see if they have it, which I should do. Like, I was trying to buy a chainsaw last week, cut a tree down in our yard, and, like, I didn't call the Home Depot to find out if they had the model that I wanted. I drove all the way there. They didn't have it. And I could have saved myself 35 minutes of driving time and the whole time in the store looking for it if I just called in advance. So, you know, developing the personal relationship, I don't have a problem with that. I think that's kind of a good thing. It's kind of a lost art in the society. But what you're describing to me sounds like the opposite of shopping on Amazon, and all the negatives are what you get out of it. So I have to go somewhere. I try something on. I talk to somebody that may or may not be able to get me into the size that I want. And then I have to wait for it to be shipped to my house. That defeats, in my mind, the purpose of why I went to the store to begin with.
I agree. And here I'm making this prediction right now. What I think they're trying to do, and you're going to start seeing these in stores, is that there's going to be scanning machines inside the stores, because the industry right now, the biggest issue with e-commerce, one of the biggest issues, is returns, right? Like you just said that your wife orders stuff and she spends half of her time. I know my wife spends half the time returning it.
Right.
So what if you walk into the store, there's a body scanner, sizes up your height, your weight, your style, and then you're able to actually inside the body scanner press certain colors and fabrics that you want, and then get shipped to your house in 24 hours. People are not going to have body scanners in their house right now, but they will have body scanners in the stores. And that's my prediction right here, Kevin.
So more of an experience, relationship building, and maybe more customization, but not necessarily greater convenience. So that's interesting. All right. Ari Zoldan, thanks so much.